Goofs of the Nerd Table. Hello everyone and welcome to Goofs of the Nerd Table. This is a new episode, a shorter episode, as we go through the latest news that has been coming out of Hollywood, gaming world, everywhere that you can think of that is nerdy. Today I haven't got a guest with me, but we will do very soon. But I just want to come out with a few news information and let you catch up on what is going on in the world at the moment. I mean, in the last week we had CinemaCon, which was absolutely fantastic. We had a lot of Disney showing a lot of what they've got to come this following year and the year after. A few things which has come to mind for me is we've had a showing of Deadpool and Wolverine, shows in full 9 minutes of footage of the film. Now, apparently it shows Ryan Reynolds, Wade Wilson as a car salesman, which sounds funny to me, and he is in the car trying to sell this vehicle to a customer. Now, apparently he's moved on from being living with Blind Al now, and has got an apartment separate, and it shows part of what the trailer is, really, of him celebrating his birthday. And then later we see him being taken by the Time Variance Authority, and he meets Mr. Paradox, which is a new character to me, but I'm sure some Marvel fans out there will know who I'm on about. Apparently Deadpool is the only one to save the sacred timeline, even though we've got Loki looking after it himself. And they ask him if he is up to the challenge, and he responds with, "Suck it, Fox, we're going to Disneyland." And I absolutely love that line, absolutely brilliant. So yeah, that was shown. A lot of F-bombs being dropped on that, because it is confirmed as R rating. Which I believe is Disney's first R-rated movie. Absolutely fantastic. Another one to show, we show footage of the new Captain America Brave New World, which is out February next year, I believe. Yes, 14th of February. Perfect Valentine's Day gift for anyone out there who has got a partner or who's got the confidence to actually ask someone out. But anyway, I digress. Yes, see footage of President Ross speaking with his staff while having a lollipop because he can't smoke cigars anymore. He then reveals the new look, and obviously Ross was William Hurt, who unfortunately passed away. But now we see Harrison Ford's Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross. So we see a conversation between Ross and Anthony Mackie's Captain America, and basically Captain America is being asked to rebuild the Avengers, but not everything happens as according to plan, which wouldn't be a film if it didn't. Anyway, next we got to see 13 minutes of Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which I'm really looking forward to. It's been a long time coming, but apparently the graphics look absolutely amazing, the footage looks brilliant, and yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That is out on the May the 8th of this year, which I'm really looking forward to. Another one which I am actually excited for is Alien Romulus, the new film coming out. We saw official teaser trailer, which is to be released, the film is to be released August the 16th, 2024. We also see footage of Inside Out. I liked the first one. I thought it was brilliant. So I am looking forward to the second one. But one films that I am actually looking forward to, some have been mentioned already. I'm going to go through my list. I'm sure yours is different. But first film I'm looking forward to is Borderlands. Yes, that's Borderlands, and it looks absolutely comical. It's got Jack Black in there. It's got a collection of characters, and they're looking for treasure on this planet, which is also the most messed up planet to store treasure. Next we have is Fall Guy, which I am really looking forward to. It's about a stuntman that is asked to find the actor that he stunts for, and he's madly in love with the director of the current film he's in, and he gets into all sorts of mayhem with gangs after him, and he just pure carnage. But that is looking fantastic. Trailer that I've seen many times, which I'm not sure if I'm fully happy watching, but we'll see. And that's Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. It is following on from the latest Mad Max that we saw, and well, it's got Chris Hemsworth in it as a bad guy. I am kind of looking forward to seeing it, but again, we shall see when it comes out. Now, obviously, I've already mentioned Deadpool and Wolverine. It looks absolutely amazing. Everyone's saying it will save Marvel. I don't think Marvel has been in that bad of a situation. But anyway, that's my opinions. Now, Ryan Reynolds has been very busy recently. Not only has he got his own football team, he's also been doing Deadpool. He's also in a film which looks absolutely fantastic, and it's called If. If meaning imaginary friends. Ryan Reynolds in there. There's too many actors to actually name them all. But it's about this girl who's going through a bit of a crisis at the moment, and all of a sudden she can see everyone's imaginary friends. And not just those that know they've got imaginary friends, but also the ones that have been forgotten and left, and they need help trying to find new friends. Brilliant film, apparently been 7 years in the making, well, from first creation. I've seen some trailers for it. There's been a great parody trailer where John Krasinski, who was in Office, he's also the writer and director for this film, does a bit of a joke from The Office that Ryan Reynolds takes place in. Absolutely brilliant. It is on YouTube. You will be able to find it. Just search for If trailers and it will come up. Next film, I'm not too sure if I'm excited to see it or not, but it is Joker 2. Apparently it's going to be a musical. Lady Gaga's in it. It does look interesting. It's got a lot linking back to the first film, but we shall see. We shall see. Now, a film which looks absolutely fantastic. It's got Henry Cavill in, and it's called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. It looks like a fantastic action film. To me, it's got a bit of Inglourious Bastards to it. I don't know what you think. But yes, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, try and spell that out, is coming out soon. And you can find it on YouTube, the trailer's there, and yeah, another great one. Last one of the films I'm looking forward to is Boy Kills World. It's with Bill Skarsgård, who's been in quite a few different films. The trailer's fantastic. It's about a guy who became mute and deaf because he went through a traumatic period in his life. His parents were killed. I think he lost his sister as well. And he took on the inner monologue of a gaming voice. And now that's his inner voice. And I believe the guy who does that voice is the same that does Bob's Burgers. So if you've heard Bob's Burgers voice before, you'll know who I mean, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, I've seen clips. This is not a film that is coming out this year, I believe, but a film which I am really looking forward to. I've seen behind the scene clips, and that is Tron 3. Now, from the clips that I've seen, it looks like, if you know the Tron films, it's of computer programs battling it out. In the Tron 2, Tron Legacy, you see that Jeff Bridges' character, actual computer program, I think it's CPU, I can't remember, he is trying to get into the real world. And as far as I can tell from these clips, is that he actually makes it into the real world, or some form of program does. Looks fantastic. Really excited to see what story comes out of this. I think that's the only story is of them coming into the real world. I think that's the only way they're going to get through it. But it looks fantastic. So that's just movies alone. And there's a lot to go through there. I'm sure we'll do another episode with some guests on here for you to see what's going on. One TV show that's come out recently on Prime, which is from a game, and that is Fallout. I've started watching it. I'm slowly getting into it. I'm not one that played Fallout, any of the Fallout games, but I am aware of it. Don't you worry. I am aware of it. I've started playing Fallout 76. It's taken me some doing to get into it, but I do like the gameplay. I do like the investigation. I kind of went off path and didn't follow the paths down to certain places, so I'm a little bit lost. I'm down at the factory at the moment, the mill or factory or whatever. It does look interesting. It's an open world, so you do see other players in there as well. It's of an interest one. The story of the TV series, I'm liking it. I think it's more nostalgia for those that have been through watching Fallout. Yeah, it looks good. I'm interested. I'm going to watch it all the way through. I can't wait to see more. Now, we have got a lot more TV shows, games that are coming out. But, like I said, this is a short episode, only going to be 15 minutes long. There will be more to come. But I've now got to go because we have got an amazing Among Us evening planned. All of the goofs, all of you listening have probably played it and had an amazing time. I can't wait to actually go play. So I will leave you there with just some of the news that's coming on, and we will have a full episode with one of our goofs in due course. Lots to talk about still, but I just wanted to give you a little snippet into what's coming on right now. Before I go, I want to actually talk. I pulled out a little question for the goofs that I'm actually going to put on our Instagram story. So feel free to actually go to our Instagram, Goofs of the Nerd Table. Just search it and you'll find it. But I asked a question that I saw myself. And the question is, if you could live in any video game universe, which would it be? Now, I had a lot of response from this, but I'd love to hear what our Instagram and TikTok followers answers are. But we had stuff like Foxy, you came out with in the Uncharted universe. I know you're a big fan of the Uncharted game. We had Sonny Bean coming out with Rain Man or Mortal Kombat Deception. I'm not sure on the Mortal Kombat one, but hey. Blaze just responded with, I think you can guess what mine would be. I'm pretty sure that's Minecraft. You on there all the time. If not, it's Fortnite. One or the other. Vibe Queen, we had you coming out with Dreamlight Valley. Interesting. Colonel Mustard our JC, you've heard him before on previous episodes. He chose Fallout for the fact that an injection instantly heals a broken leg. Now, from the episodes that I've seen so far, apparently a metal blender can churn up your leg, a leg that's been shot off, churn it up and turn it into a robot leg. Interesting. But yes, Fallout for JC there. Mr. Wright put Animal Crossing. They give you your own island and a house. If you want to live in solitude, go for it, my friend. Mine would be Fortnite Lego, or Lego Fortnite, just for the fact that you can create your own little village. And so that's some of the responses I got from that question. I'm going to put this on Instagram. Feel free to go there. Like I said, Goofs of the Nerd Table. It's also going to be on our TikTok. Answer the question, in which game universe would you love to be on? I can't wait to see some of your responses. So yes, I'm going to leave it there now. Gone a little bit over, but this is our first episode. First short episode to be broadcast. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I will be speaking to you once again with a guest on next time. And I hope your week stays nerdy. See you again soon.
Goofs of the Nerd Table.